Hey, thank you so much for being here. I'm Zariah, a ballet enthusiast, and I like to dedicate these episodes of my podcast to having some ballet chats. So if you want to fill your world with more beauty, dance, and art, you are in the right space. Let's hang out and get started. Scotland is one of my favorite countries I have ever been able to visit, and I really hope to return there one day. But one of the cities I didn't get to visit when I was there in Scotland was Glasgow, which is where the company that I'm talking about today is based out of. And I'm talking about the Scottish Ballet. I have not been able to see this company in person yet in my lifetime, but it's definitely on my bucket list. It's Scotland's national dance company, and they say that their mission is to inspire on the stage and beyond. In 2019, their company celebrated 50 years of a creative vision crafted by Scotland. The company performs regularly all over Scotland, from biggest cities to most remote communities, and increasingly throughout the UK and internationally, according to their website. The Scottish Ballet says that their artistic vision is bold, adventurous performances rooted in strong classical technique. They desire to explore new styles and push creativity. The Scottish Ballet says they are dedicated to supporting the arts and communities in Scotland, and that they nurture the talent of tomorrow by supporting dancers, choreographers, and a wide range of artists. Their goal is to inspire excellence and creativity in everyone and bring dance to the people they haven't reached before. According to their website, they want to bring the joy and benefits of dance to everyone regardless of age, ability, and background. Their engagement program promotes confidence, fosters well-being, and encourages creativity in all by delivering inspirational programs tailored to the needs of each group. I've been kind of browsing some of their What's On page and some of their performances. They have like A Streetcar Named Desire, The Crucible, and Cinders, and all of them seem really interesting and have like fresh takes and a lot of drama, a lot of dazzling design and glittering sets. And I just find their works that they're presenting really intriguing and definitely wish I lived a little closer to be seeing some of these. Another one that I've seen going around kind of on the internet was their Snow Queen trailer. And so they do have it on their website. It looks like a 30-second trailer, and I'm watching it, and I absolutely love it. The costumes, the technique, the beautiful point work, the beautiful set. It really does such a good job delivering that, like, magical fairy tale, like, dark fairy tale wood feeling, in my opinion. And obviously, it's based around the Ice Queen, so they have, like, a gorgeous, like, icy set and costume as well on there. So I definitely thought that the Snow Queen trailer was a really fun little snippet and engaging 30 seconds there. I found one article from August of 2022 that I thought was interesting, and it describes the Scottish Ballet's Safe to Be Me program. And the Scottish Ballet's groundbreaking Safe to Be Me program says it uses dance to tackle challenging subjects, including racism, homophobia, bigotry, ableism, transphobia, and it's launched across selected schools in the Highlands and Central Scotland. So I thought that that was really interesting. They say that since it was launched in 2019, at the time of this article's being written and published, it had engaged with over 5,400 young people through workshops and inspiring speaker talks, as well as specially curated film projects. And the initiative provides a safe space for young people to understand and explore identity in a unique, experiential way, sharing the message that everyone should be free to themselves and feel safe to be me. It says that it was delivered in line with the key Scottish government targets devised to address issues of diversity and inclusion, with ongoing consultation and training taking place with organizations including LGBT Youth Scotland and the Proud Trust, amongst others. So, yeah, I thought that that was a really cool, like, initiative and program. That's definitely something that I would like to learn more about and hear more about, and also know more about, like, how the participants felt it affected them, and know more about the specifics of how they're implementing that and some of the results. And they said positive feedback has been received from young people who have taken part in it and from the teachers. One teacher wrote, the whole experience has been absolutely amazing, and I think it'll be a massive lasting impact on the class. The results were beautiful and effective. I would definitely love to hear from the students themselves that participated as well. But overall, I just think that that's a really cool thing, and I always love seeing ballet really participate in intersectional activism and see the arts being used for good and seeing artistic voices leveraged for the things that matter, and dancers standing for the things that they believe in. And so, yeah, that was just kind of a cool little thing to read about in their little blog posts. And thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Ballet Chats and learning about the Scottish Ballet today. Hopefully I'll get to see them at some point in my life. If you've ever had an experience with the Scottish Ballet, if you've ever got to watch one of their performances, just let me know, reach out, DM me. I would love to chat about it. Or if you learned something new from the episode, that's always cool to hear too. But thanks for being here. Thanks for taking some time to appreciate the arts and think about ballet in your life. Let me know how your ballet journey is going and what you've been working on in your dance life lately. All right. Have a great week, guys. Bye. Oh.